Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's Canadian sensation. He's a bearded water.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Si.
Good day.
More specifically, nothing to bet on tonight.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
More specifically, fucking All-Star Pro Bowl weekend.
What? Nicky Skates, how are you?
How are you doing? Oh, that's probably my favorite thing.
It is. I really enjoy it. Mitt, how are you?
We have been a lot better, Tony. My Lakers are in shambles.
Did everything else hit in the same game but Lakers money line?
No, Marcus Morris had fucking more than 15.
I was going to say, I thought Marcus Morris was due to go off.
He did go off. AD did get his 30 and 10, though.
Yeah, that's the only bet. Actually, no, I hit one other bet last night, but I don't even remember what it was. I got cooked last night.
It's all right. Things happen. I went 4-2 in college ball. You went
10-7.
Pretty good.
Couple teams got pretty smoked. Good. I didn't think would get smoked. UCLA was a trap. Back door was that kid from Estonia.
Estonia
for Arizona.
Yeah,
he didn't hit a shot for about 2 weeks. But when he gets hot, look the fuck out.
He can fill it up.
Like he was hitting deep shots, hands in his face. It did not matter.
You told me. Who were we on together? Drexel? No.
James Madison.
James Madison, they yes. Covered. Bryant?
No. No, I didn't touch. Oh, you were going to take Charlotte. And they got fucking...
Was I? Who were they playing?
They were playing... they got fucking dragged.
Bob Roberts got dragged.
Yep.
And UNC Wilmington... You warned me about it, Elon.
Elon's not a bad team.
You warned me about Elon.
They will... college.
It is Picks Friday. To be honest, college basketball slate tonight, not a great one.
I got six.
Okay. But I got one.
You know what? This board.
How's the hockey
stinks.
Slate tonight, Nick?
There is no slate to speak of. Okay. Although, I guess, in some states, you can bet on the skills competition, which is happening tonight at 7:30.
Who are we betting on?
You can bet on hardest shot.
Who's going to win hardest
shot? Streak save for the goaltenders. I don't know because I can't pull them up. I don't think it's available in Indiana.
Let me check here.
NHL All-Star Prop. Skill
do sports book
competition.
Someone sent us a tweet, and in their screenshot, they have the hardest shot winner, which is they have Victor Hedman listed at plus 125. That's a pretty good bet. Adam Pelich at plus 300. Tom Wilson at plus 350, and Timo Meyer plus 350.
Tommy Wilson.
I'm gonna throw something out here. I am taking this. Florida Panthers win the Stanley Cup plus 800.
Okay.
I think you're not going to get them at any better than that. If you like the Panthers, and I think this Panthers team feels like the Lightning team. Remember, Nick? It took them a couple times to get over the hump.
Yeah. Do they need one more year, though, or is this it?
I think this is it.
Because last year, remember, they didn't get out of the first round because they got matched up with Tampa. But they're deep. They've got two pretty good goaltenders. Bob's unbelievable. He's going to be the guy. We know that. But Spencer hasn't played his best this year.
No, he hasn't.
He's supposed to be the next guy. They've got a lot on defense. They got great depth. And they got a lot of balance up front scoring. They don't rely on one or two guys. And Huberdeau's having a career year.
I mean, okay. I stand by what I said. I mean, somebody's got to beat Tampa Bay still.
True.
You know, they could go three-peat.
Is Connor McDavid definitely winning the fastest skater?
Probably. He's usually the favorite in that. There's a couple other guys, though. Chris Kreider's fast. I'm looking in here. Cale Makar's pretty quick. Dylan Larkin will give it a go. There's a good bit of competition this year, but McDavid's usually the odds-on favorite.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, good luck. Good luck with that.
Good luck.
Good luck with that.
Is that tonight?
That is tonight at 7:30. I think it's on ESPN.
Let's go. SmackDown. Skills competition.
Two TV setup tonight.
Was a little sad not having the I always have NHL Network just floating around different games on the one TV.
Yeah.
Two just straight up college games.
Wasn't as like satisfactory for you?
Yeah, the satisfaction. That's fine.
Next week we are gonna dive heavily into the Super Bowl while we are there. All the props, all that good stuff, you know.
Yeah.
We'll dive into all of that. Line's still at 4.5.
See that moving at all? Or you think it's going to stay there?
I don't think so.
It's interesting.
I could see it going back
to actually, 4. It's a 4 right now.
It's back to 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get
it. It might bounce back.
You won't get the Bengals at 5, though.
The total has settled in at 48.5. If you want to bet, I'll say this. If you want to bet overs for props, for like player props, I would do it now. Because most likely everyone's going to bet overs just because that's what everyone does. So the number's only going to get higher for the over props. And if you're looking to bet unders, wait as long as you can next week.
I do have a move here since I am invested on the Bengals.
Okay.
I would take a flyer on Aaron Donald, Super Bowl MVP plus 1,600.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be on it.
Because what's his name won it for the Broncos that year, right?
Vaughn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Does it not feel like that?
The talk about it, the talk is about the line and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, if it's maybe a lower scoring game and
1,600 is a lot.
And Aaron, that's, yes.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to take a flyer on that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that. I like that a lot. But we're going to break down, probably break down by day. Maybe like one day we'll do passing, one day we'll do receiving, one day we'll do rushing, blah, blah, blah. We'll have guests next week on for the Super Bowl. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time.
Hell yeah.
I have about, right now, 50 games that I'm looking at tomorrow for college basketball.
50?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that'll obviously come down. But I whittled it down from whatever how many games are tomorrow to about 50. And then we'll go from there.
Yeah. It's a big day, actually.
It's a big day.
Duke UNC is massive.
I saw that. I don't think that's a game that I'll be touching.
Nah, the spread will probably be too rich for my blood. Even though UNC has been bad,
I'll be staying away from that one. So I and Gumpy will be putting out picks tomorrow.
All right.
I do not want to tweet those out, dude.
Don't do it. Who gives a shit?
It's our job. Huh. It's our job. Tonight, let's go college basketball tonight, though. Okay? Right. I got one pick.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got six on the board.
Six tonight?
Six or
that's not bad.
Five or six. I mean, this Friday's boards are always fucking terrible.
Yeah, Friday's a terrible, 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 terrible board. Go ahead. Why don't you start us off, then?
I will take the Richmond Spiders.
Okay.
I just took a money line. Bonnies are not good on the road.
Yeah.
They've covered in 2 of 13 mm-hmm. overall. Spiders covered in 4 of 5. I mean, I will take Richmond money line.
All right. What else you got?
Taking Cornell at home plus 2.5.
Okay.
They're
good at home, right? Was that the game I was looking at that they're good at home?
Maybe. Princeton has the better record, but Cornell covered 5 straight home games.
7-0 at home.
Yeah, I mean, they've covered 13 of their last 16, so I will take the points with a home dog.
Yeah, I was scared there because Princeton is a good basketball
team.
They're
a good squad.
But Cornell is very good at home, so I stayed away.
I'm also taking Colorado State money line.
Okay.
Wyoming beat Boise last night.
They did.
Colorado State and Wyoming had a very good ball mm-hmm. game. Colorado State is very good. They did lose to San Diego State away, but favorite in this matchup covered 6 of 8. Aztecs have not covered in 4 as road dog. I'll take Colorado State money line.
Okay. You want me to go?
Yeah.
My one pick tonight is Creighton plus 6 at Seton Hall. I believe it's down to 5.5 now. Got it at 6 earlier today. Creighton's 4-1 in their last 5 games as a road dog. 6-2 ATS their last 8 versus teams with a winning record. 5-2 ATS their last 7 as an underdog. On the other side, Seton Hall 2-5 ATS their last 7. 2-5 ATS their last 7 as a favorite. 0-4 ATS their last 4 home games. And I think it's a good matchup for Creighton here, so I'm taking Creighton plus the 6 tonight.
All right. Blue Jays playing good ball right now.
They are.
Yeah, they are. This game got canceled last night. I will stick with my pick of Oakland against Norse. Oakland has won 9 of 10.
Okay.
Harvard getting four at Brown. Harvard. Ugh, Jesus Christ. Dogs covered in four straight this matchup. Brown Bears covered in 1 of 5 home games, 3 of 10 overall. And my last pick, this line seems light. Wright State -4 at home versus Detroit.
Saw that one.
Wright State 7-2 at home. Detroit 3-10 on the road. So, okay. I mean, so that's Wright State -4, Harvard +4, Oakland money line, Colorado State money line, Cornell +2.5, and Richmond money line.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Could be maybe might be a bloodbath.
Who are you taking in the Pro Bowl?
AFC.
Taking the AFC?
My allegiance.
I will also be on the AFC in the Pro Bowl.
We're going to hire what's his name tomorrow, I imagine.
McDaniels?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Fuck it. What's the worst that could, like, this is where I'm at. I had this stance.
It could be worse. It could be much worse.
That's the thing. Like, this is what I, when, like, they were talking about drafting Tua or Herbert, it's like, Dolphins have stunk forever. What does it matter? You know what I mean? Like,
hey, it could be awesome.
You know what I mean? Like, it could be good. We don't fucking know.
No, you're right.
Look at Zach Taylor.
We have no idea.
Thought Zach Taylor stunk for years. Now he's in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
good luck.
His quarterbacks have played good.
Really good.
Just give Tua a chance, dude.
That's what I'm saying. It could be worse.
Just give a full year. See what we got.
All right, so you and I are on the AFC. What are you guys on the Pro Bowl back there? What are you on?
AFC, obviously.
Okay. Mitt?
Over, dude. Come on. It's like 63 right now. It's going to go to 100.
It's at 63?
Yeah, dude. Throw the shit out of it.
The over-under for the Pro Bowl is at 63?
These teams do not play defense. They want to score. It is hilarious. I've been on the sideline of the Pro Bowl where my team actually lost and everybody started laughing. They did let people score. They will score a lot of points in this game.
Hold on a second. It is 63.
Come on, Tony.
Come on, Tony.
It's your bet.
I'm with you, Mitt.
Oh. Yes! Tony overs.
Jeez. What's AFC and over parlay? Do they have?
Ooh.
I don't think you could bet on the Pro Bowl in Indiana.
No, dude, you actually can't. It stinks.
What?
So, all, we're getting Michigan.
So I can't really put that in right now.
That would explain why All-Star game NHL stuff was.
Well, boys, you know what that means. Team ride at winner's circle. See you tonight.
Or we drive the 2 hours north.
See you tonight.
We drive the 2 hours north of Michigan. I think I'll put the All-Star game bets in and drive back.
I think I'll walk the 45 seconds from my house.
Okay. All right. So,
Can we bet some ponies? If
yeah.
Going?
Yeah. 60. You have to.
It's 63. It's yeah, I'll take the over. Okay.
All right. I don't hate that.
Kidding me? What are we doing?
You got to be kidding me.
What are we doing here, Mitt?
I mean, we're taking the over and we're making money.
Yeah,
what do you
fuck
mean?
Yeah, we're taking the over. What are we talking about?
I really do think that that's an awesome bet if you can throw it.
Sure. Sure, why not? Oh, right now, hashtag PMS Feel Good Friday. Guess who you think is going to be the MVP of the Pro Bowl? Tweet it out, and if you get it right, you are then put into a drawing to be randomly picked to win a Callaway driver.
Hell yeah. Lefty or righty.
Lefty or righty.
Or
righty.
Both. Or women's or men's.
Who's winning the Pro Bowl? MVP?
Russell Wilson. I mean, you saw what he did last night.
Is Waddle not in the Pro Bowl? No.
X is.
Oh, okay. Maybe he'll win it.
Could. Javon Howard was there. I don't think he's in it, though. I feel like he was just hanging out.
Maybe Justin Herbert won it.
Maybe Justin Jefferson will win.
Maybe Justin Jefferson will win it. Maybe
Trey Diggs is winning it, dude. Come on.
Okay.
You know what?
Two picks.
I'm watching that last night. Cowboys do have some guys that I like. I like their character.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Parsons was sick last night. I enjoyed that.
He's a freak.
Yeah. It's awesome.
He's a freak.
Yeah.
Like me. Mitt, how do you feel about NBA tonight?
It's not the best slate. There's really only two games I really like.
Okay, well, let's play them.
All right, let's jump right into it. One of these games is happening right here in Indiana. It is the Indiana Pacers against the Chicago Bulls. I'm taking the Chicago Bulls.
What,
money
dude?
Line. What? What?
You going?
I don't know.
If you bet on it, sure. You have to go.
Yeah, I mean, hell, I'll go. I'll go to any Bulls game. I love the Bulls. I also really like the Oklahoma City Thunder +6 and the over of the game 212.
Okay.
And a half.
Okay, so you're on the Bulls, Thunder, and the over in the Thunder game.
And then, Tony, my two favorite teams are playing each other. The Cleveland Cavaliers are playing the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, no.
It's a split house, or well, it's a split decision in my mind. I don't know who to pick, so I'm going to go with the over of 216 and a half. We're cheering for both teams.
Atta baby. Atta baby, Mitt.
Smart.
One last over here, just to put it in there. The Philadelphia 76ers at the Dallas Mavericks over 210 and a half. Come on, man. We got ballers on both teams. They're going to score. They're going to put up points. Man.
Okay. Hey, good luck tonight, Mitt.
Hey, good luck. Good luck.
You got footy for this weekend?
Yes, sir. Tied right now. Hertha just gave up a fucking goal after halftime. There's no EPL. Maybe there's one game. I'm not sure. I think Burnley maybe goes tomorrow.
Yeah.
Serie A, Lazio draw no bet at Fiorentina.
Okay.
Lazio, although the standings don't say it, I would say are a better squad here. I love Fiorentina, but Lazio a draw no bet at -130. I love.
Okay.
Ligue 1, Montpellier draw no bet at Saint-Étienne. Saint-Étienne's lost 7 of 8.
Okay.
Lyon, double chance at Monaco. I am concerned maybe Shaqiri's not playing
due
to the news that he is possibly joining the Chicago Fire. They're double chance at Monaco, though. They haven't lost in 8, so I think they'll get at least a draw here.
Okay.
La Liga, Elche, draw no bet versus Alaves. They haven't lost in 4 in La Liga. Alaves haven't won in 9.
Okay.
Sevilla, draw no bet at Osasuna.
Osasuna!
Sevilla haven't lost in 8. Bundesliga, Frankfurt, draw no bet at Stuttgart. Stuttgart's been bad. They have 1 win in 7.
Okay.
Hoffenheim, draw no bet at Mainz. I think Hoffenheim's the better team here.
Love the Hoff.
Hoff are a good squad this year. Hoff. Union Berlin, draw no bet at Augsburg. Haven't lost in 6. Augsburg haven't won in 5.
Okay.
And then Freiburg, double chance at Cologne. 1 loss in 6, all competitions, and Cologne haven't won in 3.
Okay.
And then Sunday, I don't have anything written down for these, but I'll just run through them.
Okay.
Fuck
it. Might as well.
What are we doing?
What are we doing here?
Bundesliga, Dortmund, money line over Leverkusen. Dortmund at home is just a different team. Wolfsburg has stunk, but I will take Wolfsburg money line at home over Gruther.
You love doing that.
I am Gruther.
Gruther's actually been playing a lot better, so
hell yeah.
This is a
little worry on that one.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, Wolfsburg, figure it out. Ligue 1, Lens draw no bet at Lorient. Nice money line at Clermont. Nantes double chance at Strasbourg.
Oh yeah.
Serie A, Torino draw no bet at Udinese. Sassuolo.
Sassuolo.
Draw no bet at Sampdoria. A bit of a flyer here. Empoli has been playing good, but I'm going to take Bologna money line. They're at +110. I'll take them at home. La Liga, Real Sociedad draw no bet at Valencia. I'm taking Atletico Madrid double chance at Barca.
Okay.
Atletico has been struggling, but I can't turn down a double chance here. And then last one, Real Betis, draw no bet versus Villarreal.
Okay. Hey.
That is all.
Fucking good luck.
Good luck, my friend.
Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck.
Guess what? We got free money this weekend.
We got UFC?
Yeah. We got a UFC boosted. And listen to this, okay? You ready?
Go on.
Sean Strickland to win by points versus Jack Hermanson.
Big Herm?
Yeah, +250.
Has Bill vetted the boost yet? I mean, I know the boost always wins, but I just curious.
Boost always wins.
He's vetted it.
Bill said he stopped watching UFC, so he's not going to talk about it anymore.
Oh,
what?
That's tragic.
Yeah, he said I don't know what happened, but he says he's never watching UFC again. So
I saw him say in the chat that he was the UFC shark.
He did say that in the chat. But then like something happened and he doesn't watch it anymore. So he said he's never going to come talk about it ever again.
This is actually weird. Bill already packed up and left, it looks like.
Yeah,
because he knows that this is UFC Fridays.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. He's done watching it, so.
He's gone?
Yeah, he said, I don't do UFC anymore.
Who stinks?
Oh.
Whoa. I don't know why Ty would come in and yell that. Sean Strickland to win, but Sean Strickland has never not won by points. He's 16-0, and they've all won by points.
I do worry about the Big Herm.
Big Herm will, you know, he'll fight.
Big Herm will fuck around and win one.
Every once in a while. But
they actually say it's like Kevin Owens, like fight Owens. It's like fight Herm, fight. Fight Herm, that's fight. The chant they get going in the crowd.
Yeah. Well, like if, as long as Strickland keeps it up, as long as he doesn't go to the mat.
Yeah, if Big Herm gets you down, you ain't getting up.
No.
You ain't getting up, my friend.
Let's go. Let's go, Strick.
Let's go, Stricky.
Win by points.
This college basketball boost?
Yeah.
Who's Fresno got?
Fresno.
Oh, Nevada.
That's Toledo. I kind of did
I'll take that.
I liked Fresno.
Plus 200. Colorado State, Toledo, and Fresno all the win. The lowest spread is Colorado State, but I like Colorado State. The other ones, so yeah.
All right,
let's do it.
We're on the boost together.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
We're on the college basketball boost.
Hell yeah.
We're obviously on the UFC boost.
UFC.
All right. We will be back Monday to break down everything, and it kicks off Super Bowl week.
Hell yeah!
So we will be going through thousands and thousands of prop bets and stats. And all that good stuff so that you have your best gambling Super Bowl of all time.
Come on.
That's all we care about. That you have your best gambling Super Bowl of all time.
Come on.
Why not?
Why not us?
I do know this. I do it every year. I think it's hit 18 straight years, 19 straight years, whatever it is.
The kickoff?
The kickoff will not be a touchback.
Will not be?
Correct. It's hit a billion years in a row.
You don't think McPherson's going to bomb one?
Well, there's the 50-50 chance that he doesn't kick it, and we know if Matt Gay's kicking off, he's not even he's coming up short on 45-yard field goals. So
Matt Gay doesn't kick off.
Okay, who kicks? Johnny Hecker kicks off.
Johnny Hecker kicks off.
Okay, well the whole thing, the whole thing is that the ball is not broken in at all. It is immediately sent to the Hall of Fame, and it's like kicking a concrete ball. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
If that's what it is, Gump,
that's I mean,
it is what it is. We don't make.
I'm not gonna go against 18 in a row. Okay,
can't do it.
No touchback.
Tony's lock of the year.
No.
Tony's lock of the century.
Don't say that, dude.
So max serious. Unit play, dude.
No, it's not max. What's not the max unit play on the first play of the
Illinois
game?
Illinois.
Maybe I should though.
Is Illinois going to be getting points at Indiana tomorrow?
I looked at that one. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know, Jim.
What do you mean?
Kentucky
at Bama. Oh Jesus!
I kind of if Illinois is getting points, I will take them.
Obviously. LSU.
I gotta look. I want to see what the spread is for Villanova.
Here's, I'll tell you right now, without even knowing what the spread's gonna be.
I think I'm gonna like Wake tomorrow.
LSU, whatever the line is, will be a trap at Vanderbilt, and I will take it because I think this LSU team is very good. Ooh.
Trying to look at other ones. Clemson, I might like tomorrow.
USC, Arizona's a banger. Miami at Virginia.
Tomorrow might be a Utah Valley game, by the way.
They got smacked last night.
I know. I'm just saying.
Hey, San Jose State covered 20.5, though.
That baby.
I think they lost by 19.
That baby. TCU, I kind of like tomorrow. Kentucky, I definitely like tomorrow.
Baylor at Kansas tomorrow.
Not, won't be touching that one. We'll put these out. We'll put all these
out.
Jeez. Huh.
It's a big game. Michigan State at Rutgers.
We need to get these lines out, dude.
Michigan at Purdue.
Uh-huh.
Clemson, Georgia Tech, Iowa State, Texas. You probably get a good line on Texas tomorrow after what happened in Texas Tech.
I have them written down here.
And if Chris Beard is any sort of a basketball coach.
He'll have the boys ready. We'll be back Monday to break it all down.
You just can't leave a program.
And we kick off Super Bowl week.
And the program get better. That can't happen.
Can't. Cannot
it's
have
bad
that
look,
happen.
Chris. It's a bad look, Chris.
Cannot have that happen. All right. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad!